The fascinating thing about the image of the potter is that once the destruction has happened, it becomes an image of hope. Because what does the potter do next? He takes the very same clay and he starts to work it into a new vessel as seems good to him. It's an oracle of destruction, the passage this morning, but it's also an oracle of hope. And it points to the profound fact that, yes, it is true that the ultimate goodness and holiness and beauty of God are incompatible with the kind of world that we see around us, that we create as Judah and Jerusalem created in their time, with a kind of disregard for the natural environment, the carelessness that we collectively show towards it. The goodness and the beauty and the truth of God are incompatible with all of that, and so our systems cannot stand in the face of God. But the very same image tells us that after that has been folded down, God begins again, with the same clay, to make the new vessel. That's a thread of thought that runs through those same prophets of ancient Israel. Behold, says the Lord, I'm doing a new thing. It springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I'm doing a new thing. And yet at the same time, I, the Lord, am absolutely faithful to my nature as creator and not destroyer, as one full of compassion towards what I have made. And so I remake. And this is really, really important about the way that God is with us. God does not mend what is broken. He doesn't stick it together with metaphorical tape. He doesn't glue the shattered bits of the vessel together again. He remakes something new out of the old, continuous with it, and yet utterly new. This is what he does in Jesus. In Jesus' death and resurrection, God doesn't, as it were, apply sticking plaster to the sins of the world. God makes a new creation in the resurrection of Christ. Jesus, who gives himself away in love for the world, not only showing that love is stronger than death itself, but inaugurating God's new world, the second pot that God creates, that God fashions. And so it also is, if you think about it, with the deep fractures that happen in our human relationships. Friendships that become estrangements, marriages that come under enormous strain, the sort of stuff that we experience in ordinary lives, the deep and serious stuff. You know that when there's been a big crisis, you don't just stick the stuff together again and have a weaker version of what was there before. You remake. The relationship is recast, it's remoulded in the heat of whatever crisis it is, and it emerges as a new thing that is continuous with the old clay taken into the new pot. So I went down to the potter's shop, and I saw the potter at work, as seemed good to him, making the pot, and it turned out wrong, and then he made it into a new thing. The old is broken, but not broken, not lost. The old is the material out of which the God of unending love, faithfulness and mercy makes his new creation. And to him be glory now and in every age and every place. Amen.